Hollywood does not generally regard summer as a time for costume epics, unless the costumes are made of spandex. But The Illusionist, which opens today, is bucking that tradition. It's a romantic drama set in the early 1900s. We'll talk to the director of the film in a few minutes. First, Bob Mondello has a review.
At the very outset of the film, a man in his shirt sleeves walks onto a stage that is empty except for a single chair. He sits down, raises his hand, and conjures an image before a sellout crowd. A beautiful woman.
It's her! I know it's her! Everyone, she wants to tell us something! We must do something! Please!
We must tell her! To the front!
As the footlights flicker, the man begins to tear up, and a police inspector standing off to one side orders his men to surround the stage. Then the inspector strides onto it himself to confront the crowd.
In the name of His Imperial Majesty and the city of Vienna, I hereby arrest Eduard Abramowitz, also known as Eisenheim the Illusionist, on charges of disturbing public order, charlatanism, and threats against the Empire.
Threats against the Empire? How did we reach this pretty pass? Only a few months earlier, the magician, played with fierce concentration by Edward Norton, had been the toast of Vienna, making orange trees materialize from empty pots, enlisting butterflies to transport handkerchiefs, and capturing a soul in a mirror at a performance attended by the Crown Prince.
I need a volunteer from the audience. Someone not afraid of death. I assure you, no tragedy will befall you.
The prince volunteers the woman he plans to marry, the Duchess von Techen, and as she approaches Eisenheim on the stage, the magician's eyes widen slightly.
Do you know me?
No.
Ah, but a glance has passed between them, and it soon becomes clear to the inspector, whose job is to protect the prince's interests, that that's not all that has passed between them.
We were childhood acquaintances.
Acquaintances?
Childhood friends. My father was a cabinet maker. He made the furniture for her family's house.
I see. The cabinet maker's son. Friends with the...
Has there been a complaint?
Oh, no, no. If there'd been a complaint, no, we'd be having a very different sort of conversation.
Yes. He relies on you for that sort of thing, does he?
I'm a simple public servant, isn't he?
Well, they say you're very close to him, so I'm sure you'll do fine.
Look, yes, indeed, they say that I am very close to the prince. But the simple truth of the matter is, Herr Eisenheim, I'm the son of a butcher. He's the heir to the Empire. How close could we be to such as him, You see my point?
Much is made of class differences in this classy film, but it's mostly about a magician who's willing to bring down the whole Hungarian Empire as long as he gets the girl. Considering that the girl is Jessica Biel, it's hard to blame him. Director Neil Berger delights in getting period details right, playing with filters and unusual film stocks to make the images look older, and showing how stage trickery was really managed a century or so ago. On one occasion, Paul Giamatti's inspector gets the illusionist to explain a trick so clearly that I suspect lots of audience members will be attempting it themselves on the way out of the theater. I did, and it works. In short, the illusions are smart, as is the script, the photography is gorgeous, as is Biel, and the line between truth and illusion is blurred so persuasively that for a moment or two you may even believe that a romantic costume drama could stand up to all those special effects blockbusters in the dog days of summer. I'm Bob Mondello.